Good morning. Good to see each of you on this Lord's Day. As always, I appreciate your prayers and in my behalf. They're very much needed. It's been said that sometimes animals exhibit more intelligence than humans. And we especially might make this comment when we humans make choices and decisions that really just don't make any sense. And so God, in His inspired Word, has sometimes used His own creation and nature as examples for us. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon told the sluggard to consider the ant. See how the ant is a worker and provides food for itself. The ant was a good example to those who tend to be on the lazy side, you see, and not wanting to work for even their basic necessities. And then in our scripture reading in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said to look at the birds of the air and consider the lilies of the field. He used these to teach us a lesson on not worrying about this life so much, but to instead trust in God. And there are many more lessons we could learn from God's creation if we will just take the time to look and to observe what they do. And I want to look at one in this lesson. But if we were choosing, this particular animal would probably not be high on the list for teaching us any lessons, because the goose has been given a negative reputation, you see, in the eyes of most people. We've all heard the saying, being silly as a goose, or that the person is like a goose and wakes up in a new world every day. We've heard those, haven't we? And so the goose has the reputation of not being the brightest bird on the earth. But I think that is somewhat unfair. And if you look on the internet, you can find several sites that have articles concerning the lessons that we can learn from geese. It looks like those original thoughts came from a Dr. Robert McNeish of Baltimore in 1972, who was many years a science teacher before he became involved in school administration. But he had also been very fascinated with observing geese for many years. And so let's just see what he observed. And more importantly, let's see if we can apply those things in a spiritual way. First of all, geese practice synergy. Synergy. So what is synergy? Well, I've got the definition on the screen. It's defined as the interaction and cooperation of two or more agents working together to achieve greater results than each one would achieve on their own. And so here's the goose fact that connects to this idea of synergy. As each goose flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the birds that are flying directly behind it. And by flying in their V formation that we know that they fly in, the whole flock adds to their flying range. In fact, they can actually travel 71% further than if each one flew on their own. They're helping each other tremendously by working together. And the lesson for us is people, you see, who work together and people who share a common direction can accomplish much more and can do greater things than if they work alone. And as Christians, and as the body of Christ in the local church, this should be important to us. This principle is something that will help us also. In fact, this is something that we find that the early Christians practiced. It was the two-by-two idea. In Mark 6 and verse 7, it says, "And he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two." And then in Luke chapter 10, in verse 1, it says, "After these things the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city." And let's look at Acts chapter 13 in verse 2. It says, "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, 'Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.'" Again, two by two. And let's pull one from the Old Testament. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9 says, "Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor." So geese, you see, are not the only ones who benefit from working together. Jesus sent out workers two by two. And no doubt he did that because there is a benefit. Synergy is something that can help us even today in the Lord's church. Working together, we can accomplish much more than if we work alone. The next lesson that we learn from geese is closely related to this one, and that is that geese benefit from mutual edification. They benefit from mutual edification. Here's the goose fact on this one. When a goose falls out of formation, that flying formation, it suddenly feels the drag and it feels the resistance of flying on their alone by itself. And as a result, it will usually move right back into formation and take advantage of that lifting power of the bird that's immediately in front of it. In our lesson here, if we have as much sense as geese, that is, then we will stay in formation with those that are headed where we want to go. You see, we should be willing to accept the help of others and also to give help to those who are around us. And the lesson for the Christian is very obvious, isn't it? We need to appreciate one another in the body of Christ, and especially how we can help and encourage one another as we go through this earthly journey. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12 says, "But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." And let's add to that another familiar passage, Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. Which says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." A group of geese is called a gaggle. It's called a gaggle. But a group of Christians is called the local church. And that's where this mutual edification should be happening. If we get out of formation, and we fail to come together with other Christians, then we cannot encourage and help others. Nor can we be encouraged and helped by others. And so we see how important it is to stay with those who are traveling through this life to that same destination, to heaven, where we'll be with our Creator and our Lord and Savior. We can very much help each other on that road. And you know, geese share the burden too. Geese share the burden. And here's this goose fact. When the geese are in formation and the lead goose, right at the point, becomes tired, it rotates back in formation and another goose flies to that point position. Now, I understand that those who ride bicycles in groups sometimes practice this same idea. They take turns at the point. And again, the lesson for us is very easy to see. It helps everyone to take turns in doing some of the task at hand. And also to share in taking the lead. Just as geese, Christians need to share the burden. And we should depend on each one to use their particular talents and their particular abilities and to do their part in the work that needs to be done. Ephesians 4 and verse 16 says, "From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." You see, every part needs to do its share. Every Christian needs to ask themselves, "What can I do? How can I use what I have to help my brothers and sisters in Christ?" And if we have as much sense as geese, then we will want to share the burden, you see. Because it can, and it does sometimes happen, if too much is put on just one or two people, many times those people will burn out. It can happen to elders and deacons. It can happen to song leaders, to preachers and teachers. And even those who prepare communion and clean the building, it can happen. And so let's just be aware of one another. And let's be willing to share the burden of our work for the Lord. And you know, geese, they also encourage those who lead. Geese encourage those who lead. Maybe you've actually observed this for yourself. I remember being outdoors on a fall day, a quiet fall day, and seeing those geese flying over in their V formation. And you can hear them making noise, can't you, as they fly. And the goose fact here is that geese flying in formation, they honk from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed, to keep going. And the lesson for us, we need to make sure that our honking is encouraging. It needs to be encouraging. Whether it's at work, or whether it's in the classroom, any kind of group setting, encouragement and support is just very important. And that's especially true in the Lord's church. We need to be sure that we're doing our best to encourage the hearts of each and every member, but let's be sure we encourage those who are leading. And we would probably immediately think of elders as the ones who lead and shepherd the flock, and that's true. They do need encouragement. But you know, there are others who lead. The Bible class teachers, from those who teach the preschool age all the way to those who guide the adult class. They are leading also, you see. And they need our encouragement. Song leaders need a pat on the back once in a while. Those who lead our public prayers, encourage them. Those who are over the communion part of our worship, as we've done this morning. And behind the scenes, there's a lot goes on. Those who take the lead in visiting the sick and sometimes helping those in need. Let's be encouraging to all these who lead. And yes, it's true. Sometimes there is a need for some criticism. But let's be careful how we do that. Let's be careful that we do that in a way that will help and not tear someone down and discourage them. God has told us this in His Word in Ephesians 4 and verse 29. It says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." In Colossians 4 and verse 6, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." And so let's be sure, when we honk at one another, and especially those who are trying to lead us in the right direction, let's be sure we honk in a positive way, you see. It will encourage them. And it'll encourage the whole church. And it'll make the whole church much more productive in serving the Lord. Geese care for one another. They care for one another. Here's the goose fact here. When a goose gets sick or wounded or shot down, usually two geese will drop out of formation and follow it down to help it and protect it. And they stay with that wounded goose until it either dies or is able to fly again. And then they will fly out with another formation, or they'll catch up with the one that's ahead that they were with. And so if we have as much sense as geese, we will also stand by one another during difficult times, as well as those times when we're stronger. Let's read again our Old Testament verse there in Ecclesiastes, but let's add verse 10 to it also. It says, "Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up." Then Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." And in verse 2 says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." And you know, I don't know of anyone who is without difficulties in this earthly life. I just don't. We all will deal with many kinds of negative events in our lives. And some of those negative events will be of the nature that we're going to need some help. It might be of a physical nature. And it may be something that is affecting our spiritual well-being. But everyone will need help of some kind as we make our way through this life and into the next. And you know, I am so thankful for my brethren. And I'm sure each of you feel the same way. I'm so thankful for you. Because we need one another. We need one another. And so let's be there for one another and let's help each other in any way we can. So now, do we see that geese are not so dumb after all? In fact, we can learn a lot from them, can't we? Because geese practice synergy. They work together. And they accomplish more than they would alone. Geese benefit from mutual edification. They stay in formation. And there's a definite benefit when they stay in that formation. They help one another in doing that. Geese share the burden. They take turns. And they help one another grows tired, you see. Geese encourage those who lead. They honk for those in front to keep going, to keep up the good work. And geese care for one another. They take care of their sick or wounded. Now, I want to say this. I did not present this lesson because I think that we're lacking in these qualities. Because we're not, you see. The brethren here at Park Hill do a very good job of using each of these lessons that we've talked about in the work here. And so this is only a reminder. As we go into 2019 and we start a brand new year, let's remember to do these things, to continue the good, and to help one another in our work. And I believe the wisdom and the providence of God gave geese these instincts. And it is another of the evidences that show His design in creation. But if we have as much sense as geese, then we will also practice these things. And we will do that because of our love, not only for one another, but our love for God, who created all things. Well, Christianity is a one another religion. And if you're not a part of it, then you're missing out on one of God's greatest blessings. You can be among the saved this very day by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believe on Jesus with all your heart that He's the Son of God. Repent of the sin that's in your life. Be willing to confess His name before men. And then to be baptized for the remission of those sins. It's at that point that God will add you to those who are being saved. Those who are traveling, you see, in the direction of heaven. Come and go with us. Go with us on that journey. You can do that right now as we stand and as we sing.